Micha Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph, the last Perek of Sefer Micha, that ends with a real bang, as we're going to see, with part of the Haftorah that we lane on Shabbos Shuva. We also lane it along with Yonah on Yom Kippur Mincha. So a beautiful Perek, but a Perek that begins, Alalai Li, woe is to me. And we are lamenting the decline of Klal Yisrael on a moral level and unethical practices, continuing the discussion we had about the theft and the measurements that are off. Ki hayisi ke osfei kayitz. I am like the last of the figs. I'm like the very last inferior fruit that's left after all the good stuff has been picked. Ka ololos batzir. Like the gleanings, the last ololos, the small, immature, inferior grapes that are left on the grapevines after all the good ones have been picked. Ech eshko, ein eshko le'echol. There is no cluster to eat. Rashi says, based on the Targum, that there's no person who has any good deeds. Not even one cluster of grapes. There are no devout, pious, upright men from whom we can learn how to do mitzvos properly. Bikura ivasa nafshi. The first ripe fig is what my soul desires. My soul yearns for a ripe fruit, for a good leader who can teach the rest of us how to have emunah properly. The death of a tzaddik means that the door is bereft. We know that in general. So the problem is, these are the ones that are scorned. These are the leftovers. That's all we've got. Niskatnu hadoras. Beis avad chassid min haaretz. The pious, the devout one, has disappeared from the land. So the metaphor is, the allegory is being interpreted right away. There's nobody left. Yashar ba'adam ayin. There is no upright person among men. Which sounds an awful lot like a description of our generation at the moment. Where's the Rav Moshe's of yesteryear? Kulam ladamim ye'erovu. They all are conspiring, are lying in ambush to shed blood. They're lurking, hunting to try to... Think about trolls on the internet, always looking for something to jump on. Not looking to be inspired, not looking for anything positive, only looking to attack and be sarcastic and cut down. And it's always easier to destroy Leheros rather than Livnos. And the problem is, that's our entire door. Ish es achihu yatsudu cherem. Each one hunts his brother with a net, with a trap, to kill him. To rob, to plunder, to hurt other people who should be one's brothers. Gimel al harak hapayim lehetiv, in return for the evil of their hands. Hasar shoel. Do they expect that he's going to benefit them in exchange for the evil that they do? They expect to benefit. Hasar shoel v'hashofet bashilum. The official asks for bribes. The judge has a share in the payment. Everybody is corrupt. Everybody is bribable. The king is ashamed to ask for a bribe, so he has the prince do it for him. He has the officer do it for him. President doesn't get his hands dirty. He sends his minions. The Hagodol Dover Havas Nafsho, who? Vayab Suha. The great man speaks what's in his heart, and they weave a web. So the king, the prince, in a case that's there for judgment, speaks about what his heart desires. Everybody's subordinate to everybody else. You're asking the litigants for bribes. The verdict will come out based on what you desire if you pay enough. So what's in his heart is what he wants. So everybody in the court case is venal, is terrible, is the worst. And they weave a web, a rope of sin among the three of them, says Rashi. We know in Koheles that when you have two, Toh Hashanayim and Ho Echad, and when you have a thread that's woven out of three, Lo Bin Hei Ro Yin Al Seik, it's not going to be easy to cut or to snap. It's going to be solid. But this is a rope of three conspirators. Think about when we learned in Malachim about Achav and Izebel paying off the witnesses, paying off the judges, making sure that Navos was going to be shorn to the quick and then put to death. Pasuk Dalet, Tovam kechedek. The best of them is like a briar, like a spiky, thorny plant. You can't get yourself out from being stuck to it, from being trapped in it. Yashar mimesucha. Worse than the most upright is worse than a hedge of thorns. So you can't extricate yourself. You can't get out of it. And even the person that's the most honest person out of all of these crooks is barely worthy of the name honesty. Everybody's part of this. Yom mitzapecha pikudascha va'a. The day to which you look forward, your visitation, your appointed time is going to come. Atosihiyeh mevuchasam. Now is going to be their perplexity. Now is going to be the time when they become perplexed. So you're waiting for the midah keneged midah. It's coming. If you think about what klei chamas mecheiro sehem, if you think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about the Dor HaMabul, ki mola'aha aretz chamas mipneihem, there's nobody who's untouched, who's untainted, who's pure. So your punishment is going to come on the day of your expectation, the day that you expect good fortune, false hope. You're going to see that that's when everybody's going to collapse. Now, this may mean Klal Yisrael and the Churban. This may mean the heathen nations who are hoping for the downfall of Klal Yisrael. I saw just this afternoon a notification on Instagram from Students for Justice in Palestine branch at John Jay College, because God forbid they're having an Israeli committer of genocide come and speak. So we have to hurry up and we have to make chaos at John Jay campus to prevent it. So that's the day that they think the UN is finally going to condemn and Israel's going to collapse, and that's going to be the day that they're going to get theirs. You'll be perplexed. Your false Nevi'im are going to be perplexed when the reality happens and the punishment is visited upon you.